My guest at this time is actor Joe Mantegna. You know him best as starring on Criminal Minds on CBS. But if you know anything about Mr. Mantegna, you know he's very active in honoring those who have worn the uniform of the United States of America. He's very active in veterans organizations, and he is also hosting a very important Veterans Day telethon that will be broadcast on the Military Channel on Sunday, November 10th. It's called Homeward Bound, and the goal is to raise money for the countless veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. And Joe, it's great to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How did you become involved with this particular project?
Well, you know, with this particular project, basically they asked. You know, I think they were aware that I do get involved with a lot of different veteran kinds of functions and things like that. So they approached me from the Military Channel and asked if Alan Alda and I would co-host this telethon and dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI, traumatic brain injury, that our vets are suffering from. And doing the stuff I've done with the military and visiting the kinds of the military hospitals that I have and seeing the result of this condition, what it can do, and knowing what the suicide rate is among our returning vets, it's obviously an issue that really needs to be addressed. And so I'm more than happy to get involved and help bring some attention to this really pervasive problem that we have.
What have you learned in meeting some of these people and studying the issue in preparation for the telethon about what type of care is needed, the costs involved with it, and why this money will be so valuable?
You know, a lot of it is like, you know, we're entering in the area of, in a way that's fairly relatively new in terms of understanding it. You know, obviously what we're finding out is that, you know, back in World War II, they used to call it shell shock, you know, when these guys would come back from combat and would, you know, and things weren't obviously right what was going on mentally with them. And now we found out that like 30% of our returning vets from Vietnam have had various degrees of it, which explain why we had so much homelessness and alcohol problems and drug abuse and all that among our returning vets. Yeah, I was just reading an article at Sports Illustrated that dealt with how the pervasiveness among, you know, in football, National Football League, how it's finally, you know, they basically just recently made a big settlement, you know, dealing with the injuries that have been caused just from playing football. You know, so you can imagine, now extend this into people who've been in warfare, people who've been right around in Humvees that get, you know, blown up with, you know, with bombs, and people have suffered these kinds of traumatic injuries. You can start to understand that, you know, the brain, being the delicate thing that it is, has suffered in ways that we're only now beginning to understand the magnitude of it. So I've seen the results of it. Like I said, and all you have to do is look at the statistics, and like it's not an accident why the suicide rate has gone up among our returning military to where it exceeds the deaths that are caused by, you know, direct action. So it's a problem that they're aware of, that they're finding treatments for, but now need, you know, everyone's support, which we should do anyway. We should all, as Americans, as individuals, give our U.S. military our 110% support, because they are the ones who cash the checks that we sign as a nation to ensure the freedoms and the lifestyle that we live in this country.
Joe, when you ask folks, obviously this coming weekend, to give some of their money for the efforts to treat those with PTSD and traumatic brain injury, some may be thinking, I would love to do this, but I also want to know that the therapy makes a really big difference. What can you tell our listeners about the difference between the folks who get care and those who don't?
There's been a lot of advancements, you know, in the medical world as to, you know, both diagnosis and treatment of these kinds of disorders. Now, you go onto the website, homewardboundtelethon.org, and if you go to homewardboundtelethon.org, it'll give you details about the telethon and also be able to pursue all you'd want to in terms of finding out the information as to what exactly this is, what it's about, how it helps, even what PTSD and TBI are, you know. But all I can tell you is, with my direct contact with the vets that I've had over the years, I've seen firsthand just how pervasive and how horrible this can be. To drive these people to where suicide seems to be their only kind of outlet, you know, this is something that's not just not something that's just going to slip away in the night, or just something that you can kind of gloss over and say, well, they'll get over it, you know, or this is just, you know, it's an important issue. And so there's plenty of information out there if people need to find it.
And there, of course, are thousands and thousands of returning veterans who are dealing with these issues. Is there a goal, a monetary goal at this telethon, or is it just Americans give as much as you can?
I don't know if there is a goal. I mean, obviously, the goal is to just try to get as much awareness as we can and try to get as much support as we can. I mean, I don't think you can set a goal and say, yeah, if we get this goal, then we've won. We've won the war. You know, this is a war that I don't even know if it's winnable in terms of, you know, completely eradicating something. So the goal is to just try to do the best we can. Just know that, you know, it's going to be on Sunday, you know, this coming Sunday, November 10th. People should enjoy their Sunday. Watch your football, you know, have your barbecue. Do what you do and normally do on a Sunday. Enjoy your family. Go to church. Get ready for the work day on Monday. But tune in to, you know, the telethon for even if it's for 5 minutes. And see what it's about and support if you can. And know that you've done something really good and have spent a good part of your Sunday doing something beneficial for others.
And what are the hours of the telethon?
On the East Coast, it's going to be live from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., obviously like 4 to 8 West Coast, and then just adjust it accordingly since it is live. It'll be on the military channel through most of the country. If they go to homewardboundtelethon.org, they'll be able to find if it's also on affiliated channels, you know, in their particular area. And it's got a great, we're going to have a great lineup of people. Alan Alda and I will be co-hosting it along with Connie Francis. And we've got people like Trace Adkins, Mark Harmon, James Brolin, Kevin Spacey, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, a whole list of talent and both from the acting world, singers, people from the political arena. So it should be a really complete 4 hours that hopefully will educate and inform and support these men and women.
Well, it's a very worthy project. Again, the title is Homeward Bound. As Joe just explained, he and Alan Alda will be hosting this from 7 to 11 Eastern Time p.m. this coming Sunday, November 10th. It's on the Military Channel. You can also go to homewardboundtelethon.org. Sir, thank you for what you do for our nation's men and women in uniform. Thank you for your time today. Best of luck with the telethon.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Actor Joe Mantegna, you see him each week in Criminal Minds, airing on CBS. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.